Rolling.
You save me. Check. Getting mana. Sound check. Get our ears first. All right, so I'm gonna go. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Episode Super Foods. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's been years since we've seen you.
Hi.
Welcome you to our Nourishing Lives podcast. Today, we're going to talk about superfoods. What's the importance? What's the buzz? And of course, we're lucky to have again
Natasha.
She's back in our show because we just love her. Like, we haven't seen her in years, right? We are going to dive into the world of superfoods. She's going to help us work through the process. There's so much goodies that we're going to unpack in today's episode. So, your eyes on the prize.
Natasha, what do you think about superfoods? In your opinion, what is superfood and functional food? Is that one food can be better than another?
What superfoods is, instead of breaking the bank trying to get all of the different types of foods so you can get all of the different types of benefits, you can buy one ingredient and everything is in one, basically. So for instance, that one food, that one product that you purchase, it could help with your digestion, it can help with the brain, it can help with the nervous system, it can make you feel good, it can also help with insomnia. So that's the goal, right? When you purchase, when you go grocery shopping, you want to get something that's going to have the bang for your buck. Basically, that's what a superfood is. Everything in one. It's like a superhero. It's a superfood.
Okay, the one that wears the cape.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I like that.
All right, so now we're going to jump into the main discussion of superfoods. For people that are not so familiar about superfoods, you know, we hear all this buzz, and you know, if you go to groceries, oh my goodness, are they just $10 for so little because it's superfoods?
Right.
Can you tell us more?
What superfoods are is everything you need all in one. So instead of adding a whole bunch of ingredients to one meal, you can have one main ingredient and then have little things that also accommodate with it. So it's very easy. You're not going to feel overwhelmed or do too much of a good thing because it is possible to do that. Then you don't need to overthink about what to have that day. You are putting your right foot forward, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So for example, my top three would be, number one is maca. So
it's maca.
You mainly would find it in a powdered form or encapsulated. If you want the actual root, then you are going to have to do a little trip to the mountains of Peru.
You can
find it. Yeah, it's a little bit far, depending on where you are. Of course, it's a superfood. So it helps with not only with giving you energy, it helps with boosting up your mood. For me, I use this as my motivator for the day, right? So instead of running and grabbing a second coffee, I like to have it. So it gets me pumped up when I wasn't really in the mood to do something. It helps with my digestion. It helps with repairing your digestive system, regulation. It helps with making sure that you absorb all of your nutrients properly. It also helps with insomnia too, so that's not too shabby.
Yeah.
It also helps with balancing out your hormones. So because there's so many different forms of maca, one in particular that a lot of people find to be very effective is red maca. So what is red maca? So basically what red maca does, it helps with hormonal imbalance. So anybody that has infertility, or if they have stressors, or for men, if their testosterone is too low, this is what you need in your life to help with balancing out the adrenals, helps with balancing out the thyroid, especially helps with balancing out the brain, right? Getting rid of all those excess toxins. So that's a really, really nice one. I always recommend for people to use. Another great superfood is garlic and onions. I know garlic and onions, ew. Garlic and onions are definitely the key to just about any type of meal, right? Whenever I'm talking with my family, we're discussing recipes. The first thing we always mention is make sure you saute the garlic and onions. What does garlic and onions do? Not only does it give it flavor, it also helps with just cleansing out your system. It's actually antibacterial, antiviral. Any kind of viruses, diseases, bacteria that are loading up within you, it's going to help with cleansing that out. That's why you find it in a lot of if you have a cold or the flu or stomach issues, you put in your soups, right? Because it helps with just cleansing out all of the bad things and bringing in all of the good things. Another great thing with onions, fun fact, is that a few years ago.
Ooh, I love fun facts.
Fun facts, everybody.
Make it fun.
A few years ago, a lot of people were doing this hair treatment. So basically, they would blend up an onion, any kind of onion, and then add some water, let that soak, and they would put it in their hair.
That on the scalp?
Yep, on the scalp.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of smelly.
You're going to stink the whole day?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it would actually last
weeks. Do it in the
weeks.
Nighttime, I guess.
It would last weeks. Yeah, the smell was so crazy. Did you try it?
Oh, I think she knows what she's talking about. She did try it.
So basically what it does, onions as well as garlic is very high in sulfur. And what sulfur does, it actually helps with your keratin. The keratin is the proteins of your hair. That's what makes your hair.
Like nice and really.
Yeah. It helps
okay.
with strengthening the hair follicles.
Okay.
It helps with hair growth. It helps
yeah.
with cleansing out your pores, especially. So it definitely does work. It's just if you have the time and a really good shampoo to get the smell, because everybody will smell you coming. another great way to incorporate it is, of course, in your meals or having it raw,
mm-hmm.
which is the best form because it helps with the joints, because of that sulfur that I mentioned, that protein. It helps with
yeah.
strengthening the joints.
Yeah.
So that's a really easy one to add in. And then my last one is absolutely ginger. Ginger,
ooh,
ginger, ginger,
ginger. I love ginger.
You can't go wrong, right?
It's just, I don't know. I mean, garlic, I love garlic.
Okay, that's good.
Do you like garlic?
Yeah,
garlic?
But it depends. No, I don't like it at all. I don't like it raw.
Well,
but
I don't
like
eating raw.
It tastes
really
good.
It tastes
okay.
really good. And there's different forms of onions and garlic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So it just takes some getting used to
awesome.
Finding the right recipe.
Yeah.
But you can easily add in some ginger.
Spice it up a little.
Spice
then.
It up. Ginger is so fun because it can go in just about anything. You can have it sweet. You can have it salty. You can have it savory. Any way you want. They even have, I just found out, ginger ice cream. Never tried, yeah. Right.
And now they, the
where
ginger shop is really popular.
Pardon me?
The ginger shop, popular,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
especially on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody is like doing the ginger shop and sharing their own recipe. How
yeah.
do you think about it?
Ginger, absolutely. The ginger shot is great, especially first thing in the morning, because
mm-hmm.
it helps with getting your body right into work. Right?
Okay.
It's
yeah.
going to wake up your body because what ginger does, it helps mm-hmm. with pulling the circulation towards any area in your body that is lacking.
Yeah.
So when you have that ginger shot in the morning or anytime, it's going to give you the extra booster that you need. The last thing you want to do in the morning, which I sadly do sometimes, is have that coffee. Okay, so
in the morning,
and like as the first thing that you have in the morning,
okay.
you
yeah.
know,
I've
so,
heard about that. Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard about that.
So having either ginger shots, adding ginger to your water and drinking that first, like a good cup of it first before you jump into having your coffee,
yes.
you're able to help your body rinse out all the excess toxins
yes.
that your body wasn't able to get rid of while you were sleeping, because
mm-hmm.
that's basically your reset. Right?
Yes.
If you don't get enough sleep, especially, you're supposed to get 6 to 8 hours per sleep. Who really gets that much sleep all the time?
I don't know.
Right? I would love to meet the guy. But that's what it will do. So once you get that proper circulation going, then of course, go ahead, have
yeah.
your coffee, enjoy it. But you want to definitely pull in ginger into your life. It also helps with gastrointestinal issues. For instance, when you're sick, especially when you're a kid, your parents had you have either ginger
yeah.
tea or ginger ale, right?
Yes.
Warm ginger ale. The reason why is because it gets rid of the nausea. It gets rid of that gas pain,
yes,
right?
It
and
is.
It works really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easy way to incorporate it. And for fun, you could always, I think I mentioned this earlier, you could also add it to your soups, right?
Yeah,
to get the extra kick.
I love ginger soup.
Ginger soup or ginger tea, a recipe that my mom actually taught me. Oh my gosh, I love this topic.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk about this all day.
Go for it. You got the time.
So the immediate benefits, that's why they're superfoods, right? Because
okay.
not only do they work over time, they work
mm-hmm.
right here and right now when you need it. With the maca, you're definitely going to notice a huge difference. That's why it's my motivator, right? That's why it's my second coffee.
It should be the first coffee now.
No, I'm a nutritionist. I shouldn't be saying that.
We're going to cut that.
So basically, because it's your motivator, you have so many days, especially
mm-hmm.
now that it's getting colder, you don't want to go outside, you don't want to shovel the snow, you don't want to go to work, What do? You add some maca to your drink, you add some maca to your baked goods, and then it's going to give you that booster. So you'll notice that very, very fast. You'll notice that very, very fast because, especially if you have it in a liquid, it doesn't have to digest right into your bloodstream. Okay? So
right
that's
into your bloodstream. That's what we want.
Right? And not only, the best part about it is that because it works like a coffee, it gives you that energy, it helps with your mood. It doesn't give you the same crash that a regular coffee would.
Which is what we want. Mm-hmm. We don't want to crash and get another pound of, like, you know, 2-3 more cups just to get through.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly what you don't need in your life.
No.
So this is a lot of fun because then you have that really smooth landing
yes.
at the end. And then by the end of the day, you're just like, wow, today was a really good day. I was
yeah.
not expecting to get 5 out of 4 things
yeah,
that was
true.
On the task list for today. So highly recommend. The second one that you'll notice immediate results is with the garlic and the onions.
Mm-hmm.
I know it doesn't taste the greatest for some people, but
yeah.
you have to teach yourself how to enjoy food. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially healthy foods. For me, there were so many things that I absolutely hated. growing up, but then I taught myself little bits at a time, and then you'll start to notice. But back on track, the difference that you'll notice, so when you're not feeling that great, especially if you have like maybe a sore throat,
mm-hmm.
you add that ginger with the garlic, and or if you want to add in onions, you can try. I would do that more with the tea instead of with the with the soup instead of with the tea. But you'll notice that you're gonna feel a sense of soothing,
mm-hmm.
right, in that area, especially in the throat or in your digestion. Works very, very fast because it's getting rid of all that excess bacteria buildup,
mm-hmm.
and you heal a lot faster too. So that's an easy way to do it in a soup. Not, I wouldn't really put the onion in my tea. Anywho, the next one is the ginger. So ginger is really fast, especially if you have that bloating. Okay, you're going
oh, yes.
somewhere, and you're
especially
stomach,
as women.
Oh my gosh,
going through our menstrual cycle.
Yeah, definitely. When you're bloated, you have the gas pains. You're on your menstrual cycle. That's definitely
oh, yeah.
the one to go for because it's pulling up circulation. Because it's getting the organs to work properly. It's calming down the amount of blood that's coming out too during your menstrual. So it just eases everything, which is quite nice. So you definitely notice that day, even within 15 minutes for some people, right?
Yeah.
It depends on the body. It depends on your tolerance.
Yes.
I have a quick question. Is there any difference when you use the fresh ingredient compared to the powder form?
Fresh is always better, 2000%. Powdered is great because you do get a lot more, so many different, a larger number and variety compared
okay.
to the one that you have.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you have is fresh. It's right here, right now. Like, it didn't dry out any of the ingredients, so they're ready to go. There's nothing that's dead within it.
Yeah.
When it's dried out, sometimes they do have to heat it. So then you do lose a lot of the great properties that are in that ingredient. But
mm-hmm.
both are fantastic. I always recommend the fresh over mm-hmm. anything. But if you are in an area where you cannot afford to get the fresh, or you do
yes.
not have the ability to grab that off your shelves, then the powdered is okay for now.
Can you help us figure out how we can get the maximum benefits? While I know we're going to that change, there are obviously blockers. How are we able to push through that and get the maximum benefits of what we're talking about today?
Absolutely. So a lot of people are not going to be too happy with this list that I have. So
let me get out of here now.
Come back. Let's get started. Ones that would definitely cut out if you can, but really try is wrong sound.
We're doing something.
Wait. Oh my gosh. The first one would be dairy.
Oh,
Natasha,
dairy.
Why dairy?
Yeah, why?
Well,
it's so yummy. Like, it's been the milk of the ages.
It has, and it still technically is, but now they do a lot of stuff to it, but that's not the reason why. So the reason why is because it does have this one ingredient. It's a protein.
It's called casein. Casein? Get
yes.
out of here.
Get out of here, casein. So basically what casein does, it attaches to the nutrients that you absorb with that food. So it actually blocks your absorption.
So they're like the stealers in the night,
mm-hmm.
how to steal this nutrients.
That exactly.
Oh.
A lot of people think it's only for iron, but nope, it's any kind of nutrient that you have. Yeah, so if you want to really, like, you'll get little bits here and there, but if you really want to make sure that you're taking in all that you can from that food, don't have dairy with it. Even if it's lactose free, don't have dairy with it. Go for something that is plant-based. Okay, I'm not a fully plant-based person, not at all, but I highly recommend if you wanted to cut out dairy and you're a beginner,
yeah,
highly recommend to have oat milk. Oat milk tastes very, very similar to regular dairy, right? Don't get like the vanilla or anything, especially if you're cooking. Just the plain. It tastes really good, very creamy. Some people, they jump for the almond milk and then they get thrown off because of the texture. And I'm like, no, guys, just keep it simple. Oat milk and call it a day. So that's number one.
Skip to the good part. There you go.
Exactly, yeah. So the second one I would definitely recommend, and this one is very, very difficult. This takes some time, but you can do anything if you put your mind to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that one would be gluten. Gluten.
It's been, did you know, this is statistics, that have like the size of population of Hamilton. It's like 1,000 populations, I think, in Hamilton. That's roughly the size of people that are self-diagnosed or diagnosed with gluten in our country.
Yep.
And it's not going down. It's actually going up. So
exactly.
Please talk to us about more gluten. What's gluten?
Basically, what gluten does, it is an inflammatory ingredient. What is gluten? Gluten is something that you would find in wheat. Basically, what it does, it attaches to the weakest link in your body, okay? And for most people, that's your digestion, right? Then what happens in your digestion is for the intestines to fully absorb all of your nutrients. A lot of people are very weak in that area, right? They either suffer from, all of my clients, they suffer from some sort of digestion issue. And it's always with either constipation or diarrhea because they're not fully absorbing. And it's because the gluten that they're absorbing is actually inflaming their intestines so that it can't actually do its work. You can't absorb anything. So the only issue, a lot of people are like, oh, it's okay. I can just cut out. I won't have gluten for today. For one meal, I'll just avoid gluten and whatnot.
Yes.
Gluten actually stays in your body for weeks on end.
Whoa, that's
weeks.
Weeks. Yeah. So you want to be sure you cut it out completely. It's a bit of a process, but now that, as you said, so many people have been diagnosed or self-diagnosed themselves with gluten intolerance.
Yes.
There's so many different options.
Yeah.
Right? Like most foods, all grocery stores that I've been to or anybody's been to.
Yeah. Talk about label reading. That's another podcast. Reading all the labels, like,
I
know
it's a lot.
Gluten is everywhere. Milk is
everywhere
in the packaging. So crazy. But right now we're sticking to gluten.
Well, when you're looking at the packaging, you will even see there's you'll see a picture of a wheat plant,
usually, right?
Yeah, they'll have like a cross going through, meaning gluten-free, or you'll see GF, which is gluten-free. I just found out that simple things like maybe Minute Rice, that's gluten-free. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
But there's so many different options, and you're still getting the flavor, you're still getting the texture that you love. So it's not the end of the world. You'll be fine.
The journey, it's a long process. I know some people, we've met some people from the Celiac Canada community, and they've walked us through about their gluten-free diet and how it was very challenging. The first 3 years are always the hardest until you get them your 4th, 5th year, and they're like, you know, they're kind of getting it, but still you get new foods coming out, new flavors. So sometimes they're stuck with what they know, but then they still want to try something.
That is so
true. So I guess there's that balance. It's so hard nowadays.
If you really need to have, like, need to try that new food, they do have digestive enzymes. So that's always something that you can look into. My favorite one that I found effective is, I believe it's called Digestive Medica. Now it has a blue and gold label, so it's very easy to find, but you don't want to have to rely on that because then your body's not going to know what to do to break down other foods.
But it's very reliant.
Exactly. So if you can't cut it out completely, or you just start off small, just do what you can. You know, it's not the end of the world. You'll be just fine. Just figure out your niche and then slowly increase the good stuff, because you have to think about future you, not you right now.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one that I would like to recommend to completely cut out, if possible, to really absorb all the benefits from any kind of food is actually soy, egg, and corn.
Well, I just had eggs and corn this morning. You're talking about the good stuff I want.
So basically, the reason why is that It doesn't matter the form. It doesn't matter if it's organic. It doesn't matter if it's preservative-free or free-run, any of that. It doesn't matter because it actually feeds the viruses, the dormant viruses within your body.
Oh,
so, did you know about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Do you like soy?
No, I love egg.
You love eggs?
Yeah.
But you have to cut that out now after this episode. What are you talking about?
I'm so sorry.
That's surprising.
It is a huge one. I remember when I learned this in school, I was like, are you, no. This isn't real. This
yeah,
ain't life.
And you know what? Because we are Asian, we
yeah.
rely on the soy milk.
Awesome.
Everything like soy, like tofu and everything. So.
Yeah. See, I'm so sorry.
Our Asian buddies are
one of the main dormant viruses that actually absorbs those foods as nutrients for it is called Epstein-Barr virus. That is a liquid and it goes towards different areas of the body. It's just like with the gluten, the area that is the weakest, right? So that's why when you have those foods, a lot of people get flares with maybe arthritis or stomach pain or digestion issues or brain fog, any kind of disorder.
Talking about superfood, are these good for everyone? Like, is there any restriction that we should know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a side effect for everything. Okay. The first one that I would definitely talk about is for MACA. So
mm-hmm.
if you are very hormonally sensitive, especially in regards to estrogen,
yeah.
I would avoid MACA because it may be too strong for you. So if you had anything like estrogenic cancer, or if you have endometriosis, that it may be too strong for you. So you could definitely try it out in very small dosages,
yeah.
but it's just something that there has been a few studies on. So just take that with a grain of salt. The next one I would definitely be a little bit cautious of is for the garlic and onions. So if you suffer from anything like IBS, or if you follow the FODMAPs diet,
yeah.
there's a sugar in it called fructans. And that just causes a little bit of trouble digesting. A way to help with relaxing or getting rid of some of the fructans in the onion and garlic is actually pre-soaking it 24 hours before.
Wow.
The reason why is that the water will actually leach out excess sugar. But when you cook that ingredient, the onions and garlic, you want to be sure that you cook it by itself, not with the other ingredients, because if there is anything that's... you don't want to spread the fructans, okay,
yeah.
which is the goal. And you don't want to add the onion and garlic to anything that's liquid-based like soup or a sauce, because then it's going to spread even more.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one thing to be a little bit cautious of. And then for ginger as well as garlic, it actually, because the benefits from it is cleansing out your arteries,
mm-hmm.
right? Getting rid of any blockages
mm-hmm.
and also helping with circulation, it does have the blood thinning effects. Okay,
oh, yes.
So you want to take that with a grain of salt as well. And also, last one is for pregnancy. There hasn't been too many studies in regards to being pregnant and not being able to enjoy these foods.
Mm-hmm.
But I would highly recommend, especially in regards to MACA, because it does help with your hormones. I would not have MACA while you're pregnant
when
or breastfeeding.
Oh,
okay.
Because you don't want it to affect the baby. Just keep in mind that at the end of the day, too much of a good thing is never good. For instance, Bruce Lee, he died from too much water. Okay,
yeah.
So take everything in
consideration. Moderation.
And is it hard to incorporate these superfoods to the healthy eating lifestyle nowadays, like really busy lifestyle? How do I get the most of these, the benefit of these superfoods in the quick way?
So easy ways to incorporate this into your life is one, meal prepping is fantastic, you know, adding these ingredients to your foods and have it last for a maximum of 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can also get some of these as capsule forms. So then when you do have something to eat, you just take the capsule.
Oh.
So that's easy. Another way is to just add the ginger to your water. That's
mm-hmm.
quick and easy, right? Or just
yeah.
tea.
Chop
a little bit and...
Or
just like lemon water.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Exactly. Especially if you're having that pain. Yeah, quick and easy and call it a day.
But sometimes people do want to wait 24 hours. Like the old-fashioned way of preparing food.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people really more want instant noodles, instant this, instant that. But thank you for reminding us today about taking our health more than ever a serious topic. Really thank you for giving us so much information about superfoods, and it's not what the hype is going on about superfoods. Natasha have given us her three top choices, and we will have a quiz at the end of this podcast, so make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't get the quizzes. So in closing, for our viewers, so they have something they walk away with.
I would recommend for your viewers is to don't take life too seriously when it comes to overthinking about what you're going to eat that day.
Yeah.
You know, just whatever the main issue that you may have, try and focus on that. What foods is best for that complication? And then try and work it in little bits at a time. Start off with something very small, right? Mm-hmm. And then have a lot of the stuff that you love. And then slowly start to increase that. And then have a little bit less of the stuff that you love, right? If it's something unhealthy. Okay, if it's something healthy, then
like
you want to still
fries.
Have it there. Yeah, you want to do little bits at a time. And then soon you're going to find out that you actually love that ingredient, right?
Yeah.
You're going to find exactly how to season it properly. So yeah, just little bits at a time, you know, the tortoise and the hare, and just go from there.
Okay, so thank you for joining us on our podcast today, and we really appreciate the information that you share. So if you want to continue listening to Natasha's informative story, you can visit howtocook.ca to learn more about Natasha's work and her journey to the gourmet symptom specific membership.
If you have any questions and what your experience about superfoods, leave us a message, comment us in anywhere of our social media, and tag us always with your experience with superfoods. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
There you go.